Hi, Bernice. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Thank you for tuning in. I'm actually very upset this very moment because I somehow lost my recording again. I don't know, was my thumb too quick? I pressed it twice or something? Oh, okay. I'm dying to go to bed. It's really late right now. Already past 1:30 a.m. London time. And kind of don't know how it happened this way, but yeah, okay. So I was out all day, even ran a bit too long, in a good way. Like, I had a wonderful time. I was at Zinc Venture Capital at their show and tell for their first first cohort, tackling mental health issues, and the type of startups they created were just fantastic. Love that. I lunch with cohorts. Learned a lot, just, you know, a lot of feelings and stuff. But this morning I just kind of woke up in time to attend the event, so I didn't get to do morning pages or my yoga, so I feel bad. And then I made plans to go see the exhibition with a friend, you know, the exhibition I mentioned yesterday, photos from 150 years ago by John Thompson, who's this fantastic Scottish photographer. And I learned so much about photography through his work. It's like, and I realized how I have a preference. I prefer to do portraits than architecture or things. But I guess I've not had the opportunity to just like properly take pictures of one person. I've never tried. Because if you look at the way, you know, John worked, given the equipment, he obviously had to pose people. You know, the exposure takes time, so it's not like taking quick, candid shots and hope they work. He composed the image, like portraits, you know, like proper drawing, painting, it's art. He composed the image, help adjust the pose of the person, and also the background, like what to put there, all that. And I love that. It's creation, it's artwork. I mean, there's obviously beauty in taking candid shots, but I realize I'm not so great at it anyway. Like, it also, I don't enjoy it as much because it doesn't feel purposeful. Yeah, and it's very important for the artwork to contain stories behind it. So it also meant John really got to know the characters, the people he was taking pictures of before he, you know, made the artwork. And I love that. I love it so, so much. And that's also why when I do my daily sketch, I, like, if it's a person I don't know, I will do the research. I end up watching a documentary about the person. And today, you know, I got home, I was trying to make up for the morning pages I didn't get to write. Did it in the evening, and so much to say, it took a while. By the time I got to, you know, like researching who to draw and what quotes to use, and just trying to find a female, right? Like, I was following this random site that had 100 women who changed the world or something. And the first go, I couldn't find a person I already know and kind of want to draw. I didn't feel it, right? Until I went, trying to go through the list another time, finally found Coco Chanel. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do her. And thankfully, I've watched her documentaries in the past. I know about her life story. I felt comfortable and happy to do her portraits. So yeah, I think this is my preference. I like to know story and then invest emotions when I do the work. It means a lot to me. I don't want to just kind of mechanically do something. So yeah, maybe this is something important to note to myself. What else do I want to share? I don't know, like, my brain is fried by this stage. I'm just gonna leave it this way. Maybe talk more about Zinc tomorrow or something. I don't know, like, anyways, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.